Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ramka.
Namaste, beloved ones, and I am Kira Ra, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. It's Sunday. It's raining. It is so beautiful here. I'm just, you know, we're here in our studio at Tosa Blue Mountain, and I'm gazing out, and it's just one of those mystical, let's get quiet, let's have our mutual cup of coffee, right? And dive into this extraordinary
cheers and
dive into this extraordinary moment. You know, first and foremost, if you would like a mini soul reading, if you would like to join the conversation, Sri, what's that number?
That number is 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500.
Yeah, and you want to make a note of that because that is our call-in number for all of our shows here at OnenessTalkRadio.com. We want to say hi and welcome to all of you in the chat room. Hello and welcome to all of you at YouTube that have been so patient, so kind, and so loving with our growing pains as we've been learning how to broadcast. And thank you. We are grateful. And I am grateful for this weekend. What an extraordinary energy, huh?
Well, it's been fabulous.
Really?
You know, sometimes when the frequency is lifting, it stimulates us in ways we did not expect. I know for myself, I've often felt like I was more tender, more available emotionally because there's all this frequency lifting. And it's kind of like, okay, be present or self-sabotage.
Well, self-ascension or self-sabotage, and that's where we are right now. And if you were with us yesterday, and I hope and pray that you were, we started talking about this energy of this moment. Excuse me. And how this moment is affecting us. And it's interesting that my throat, I just suddenly felt like I was attacked. So forgive me, guys. There's been a lot of attack energy lately. And so I... Wow, I'm just clearing that out, and we're just so happy that you all are here, and thank you for that gift. So let's go back and start over, okay? So yesterday we started sharing with you this extraordinary ensoulment. We started talking about how when we're in this energy of the yoga of self-ascension, or it is a yoga of self-sabotage, really what it's about is saying, it's when are we ready to do the real work? It's when are we ready to break free? And Sri and I have been talking about this, and we wanted to share that, you know, the work that we do and have always done, we have been in the public place 17 years now. We've watched some of our students grow up. It's been such a blessing. You know, it's just amazing how many of you we've known for so many years. You are really our family. And what's so extraordinary is that 17 years ago when we began, I think our own naivety was that we just thought everyone wanted to do the real work. We thought people really wanted to go deep, that authenticity was what people wanted because that's what we were living. That's what we were being downloaded with. That's where all these ensoulments came from. And we got a lot of really amazing lessons during that time and during this entire time. And then the gift of being asked by the universe to free ourselves and become universal citizens, to really see what that felt like, not to just talk about it, but to literally do it. And there is so much rich gifts that have come forward that in many ways have really enhanced our teaching presence is the word I want to use.
I think every being on the planet must gather experience in order to gather wisdom. We all have talents and we can be a savant. We can be beautiful at our talents. To integrate that into the art of balanced living, let alone the art of ascended living, requires some practice, requires some presence, and requires the tenacity to keep going, even though the world may say, "What are you doing? You know, stop it," in whatever way the world speaks. And I know for ourselves and for many, many of you that have shared your emails and your phone calls, there are times when it just feels challenging, to keep going. There are times when it just is, there's friction.
Right. And this is, I think this is the part about, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's during those times when what our experience has been over the past 17 years of working with so many thousands of people is that what we have discovered is that there are steps along all of our journeys where, and there are moments where when it gets challenging, mm-hmm. and when it gets hard, where maybe we just say, you know what, I'm just going to stop. I just can't do this anymore. And based upon where we have evolved, we either blame or shame usually. And that's often because we ourselves don't want to look in the mirror yet. And that's usually why we're stopping. And I think that's important. And it's a valuable moment to go through. And everybody goes through it. There's nothing wrong with it. What Sri and I are sitting here sharing or inviting you to consider is that when you're ready to really do the deep work and really break free, I mean, really break free, not just go to a weekend seminar where everybody's going to tell you everything you want to hear so that you'll spend all your money and have a great weekend. And then you go home and nothing's changed. Right. But what we're talking about is where you honest to goodness are saying yes to you. Well, when that yes to you comes forward, then that's when Sri and I are here to assist you to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Because the one thing, and forgive me, guys, but be coddling people through their spiritual evolution is often done with a sense of agenda. And that's what this ensoulment is talking about. And that's why Sri and I are bringing this up right now. Because as part of this self-sabotage energy that's happening right now, and remember, we're going to all be in this energy through April 16th, yet in this moment with the retrograde, we're at a peak energy. You feel that? It's like a, and I know a lot of people are having lots of oomphs, and we're having our own, everyone is having their own oomph moment right now, but those oomph moments can be extraordinarily amplifying as well. But I invite you to take a deep breath and recognize that part of self-sabotage is actually believing you're somewhere you're not. Mm-hmm. It's that dance with the ego that says, I'm good. I don't have to go anywhere. I'm good. I'm doing what, you know what I'm saying?
I got it.
Right. No, yeah. You know, and I don't like this or that because, and the key is remember that if you ever want to check in, right, just really check in with yourself, then the question would be, is what's going through my process right now inviting me to judge another? Is it inviting me to be negative or is it inviting me to make even more judgments? Because, and hear this with all the love it's meant to give to you, there are some, I'm just going to put this in air quotes, spiritual teachers. I'm not even sure they would call themselves that even, but they're out there on the internet, especially on YouTube right now and all over, that in the guise of awakening are actually taking millions of people backwards. And I'm inviting you to just simply put on your discernment filter, right? Open up your crown and pay attention, because if in the name of awakening, you are still being afraid, you are being told why the end of the world is coming, you are being told why there's massive alien ships flying out of Antarctica, and you're being told all these other things, whether it's quote true or not, these are all third dimensional experiences. And anything that is enticing you to stay locked into the third dimension is not of the highest, and it's actually a sophisticated system to stop you from breaking into the multidimensional realm. And this is what we started talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
You've got to stay in the multidimensional realms right now in order to really heal you and this planet. And so, of course, in the name of being awake, there will be a massive movement of, I'm sorry, this is the Kali Yuga. Right?
Distortion.
Where it's massive distortion, and it's not even conscious among a lot of beings. But I think you and I would be remiss. You know, Sri and I are about authenticity. And so, you know, unfriend, do whatever if this bothers you. But we feel that we are not being true to us if we don't address this in the moment that it's going to start taking even greater momentum.
Yeah. Let me just add a couple of sentences and then we're going to move on. pardon me. We all seek comfort. We all seek reassurance. And ultimately, inner peace is just that. It's inner. It comes from a direct relationship with spirit. It comes from meditating enough or doing enough practices that you feel that expansion inside to know I am safe in this universe. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is sometimes we need to check out other authorities in order to, we have a sense that they might have something for us. Well, this is where your discernment filters are of utmost importance. Check it out, but have the discernment to know that all true teachings are founded in love. An authentic teaching will always uplift and expand your heart, and it will not invite you into hierarchy or judging other beings, let alone yourself.
Or fear.
Fear is the opposite of love, isn't it?
I'm blown away. You know, Sri and I get so many emails, and do you know how many people are writing us right now because of other teachers? And I got to tell you guys, you know, we know these people and they know us. There was a reason Sri and I consciously left what we call the carnival atmosphere of what is promoted in the United States as far as, anyway, we personally for us, we felt that we needed to demonstrate, we needed to walk the walk, not just talk it. And so the reason we're doing this right now is because there is a massive, I am getting so many emails, it's making my heart cry, from people that are saying, well, so-and-so said that World War III is going to happen, and this is why, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and they're really awake. Yes, they are. They're awake to the third dimensional drama and chaos, and they have language, flowery language on it, so that those who are easily dissuaded out of their own belief, you know, I have to quote Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel is so crazy amazing. And so Archangel Zadkiel said it so beautifully, that if there was a definition of interference, and we also put out a video with everything Archangel Zadkiel said about how you can notice when interference is trying to come into your life and how to easily just say no, you know, essentially love it away. But one of the things Zadkiel said was the number one energy of interference is that someone will, with more passion for what they believe than you have for yourself, take you from your journey. And it's a self-inflicted interference.
Yeah.
So you see, you're not being interfered with. We allow the interference
to
come in. And if the word interference doesn't fit for you, then insert whatever word you want. We are so unattached. What we care about, what Sri and I are passionate about on our show, The Voice of Passionate Action, is that within the depth of your divine nature, you are able to lift, pop out of this illusion. Because remember, guys, this is an illusion. And so we can pop out of that illusion, put on that wide angle lens, which is what Oneness Talk Radio was founded all about, right? One world, one voice, expand your vision. Put on the wider lens and be able to see it from that ascended perspective. And in that moment, all you can feel is compassion. All you can feel is forgive them. They know not what they do. It's not about judgment. It's just where they are on their journey, and how awesome that you're now at another moment in your journey. So does that, you guys hear where we're going with this? And I pray it makes sense. Tell us what you think in the chat room. Our call board is flooded, and we're going to get to all of you. I promise we will get to all of you.
And one last caveat. As you are practicing your discernment, and as you truly let go of others, you know, forgive them, they know not what they do.
Right.
Everyone's doing the best they know how, given their agenda and their state
and
of
mind. And so you know why Sri said that, right? Because we're going to get back to this ensoulment that we started yesterday.
But the same goes for yourself, and that's what I wanted to
explore. Right, right.
You know, sometimes we just find that the fascination or the charisma of somebody else drew us in for a little while, until our discernment came online, and then we go, oops, that was not the best place for me right now. Then you forgive yourself for whatever that lapse of attention or empowerment might have been, and then move forward. Because every moment is a choice moment. And this is why some of the practices at SriandKira.com involve release, such as the container practice, to release where your anger or judgment or hurt might have hooked in.
And especially right now, right? Because the let's face it, the third dimension is like really doing its best.
Well, yeah, and we're animated about this because there's so
much BS out
there. And so we're trying to stimulate you to pay attention. Presence.
Exactly. It is presence. So, my loves, I just want to say hi. We have a robust chat going on over at OneNessTalkRadio.com. You guys are amazing. And I also wanted to give a shout out to everybody, plus let you guys know one of our show hosts is in there from OneNessTalkRadio.com, Jez Juntinen, who has Soul Fusion Cafe. Must check out that show, guys, if you haven't yet. So, hey, everybody, there's so many people in there. I'm not giving all your names, but I am reading everything you are writing. I'm right here with you. So is Sri. So forgive us at YouTube if you see me looking off camera. It's just because I'm actually working with all these beautiful beings in the chat as much as we are working with all of you. And we'll be getting to all of your beautiful soul reading requests and connection with us. And Sri, I think we need to go back to presence as the ascension gateway. Let's do it. Let's dive in. So where are we this weekend? We are at this experience of the yoga of self-ascension or the yoga of self-sabotage. And just the 2-second version, for those of you that were not with us yesterday, Sri and I, when a lot of these installments, we did installments daily for years, just, we have thousands of hours of tapes. And then we were doing monthly gatherings at Tosa Ranch in New Mexico. And then we did gatherings down in Guatemala and Uruguay and did a few here. But what's happening is that we were very clearly instructed. And this is why we're sharing that, we have grown up doing this ourselves, that the installments as they came in originally, we were very clearly told not to alter them, not to even have one word changed at
that
time.
Don't edit for clarity.
Nothing. However, in the past 12 months, I have been receiving these downloads that we've been calling are like keys. And I will sit and literally go to SriAndKira.com, click on the messages from the masters, find a series, and they will give me one. And then this presence will come through and kind of unlock the next level. Well, that's what this is. That's what this installment is. And we have it posted at SriAndKira.com in the article section. So I really encourage you to read the whole thing. But as this one was coming through me on Thursday or Friday, mm-hmm. It was so evident it was to share it with you, to have this conversation, to stimulate this conversation so that we all have this opportunity. Because remember, right now in this moment is also the reclaiming of the dream. It is the greatest moment. However, it might feel like you're really having to work for it. And you know what? Maybe you are. But maybe it's just that simple. So it might not be easy because you're having to work for it, but maybe it's as simple as knowing that's all you need to do.
And we all need loving reminders from time to time. And each of these installments is, in one respect, a reminder. You may say, wow, this is new information. The very fact that you're reading it means it will remind you of a knowledge that's deep in your DNA.
Yeah.
It will remind you of your authenticity in mm-hmm. one way or another.
It really will. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this. Then we're going to start bringing in some of our beautiful callers. We also have tons of email. And remember, you can always send us an email request or a sharing to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. So let's continue with this extraordinary installment. Now, we did start a little bit about this yesterday.
All right. Well, just to catch you up, so to speak, the installment talks about presence as one energy and then agenda and control as another energy.
Now consider that. You have presence and then you have agenda and control. It's a fascinating dynamic because that is exactly what we're seeing play out right now. And we're going to read a few things from here that you're going to be like, wow, was that, like, did that installment come through today for this moment?
It's highly relevant.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really struck me, and we're only 3 paragraphs in, was this sharing that to move forward with an agenda limits expansion.
Now consider that.
To move forward or the need to control an outcome limits your expansion. And that these energies of agenda and control call forward the repetition of a cycle that has already done its revolution. So what it's saying is, I'm going to go back in and repeat a cycle versus conclude that cycle and use presence to lift me into the next cycle or state.
Now, if you think of agenda and just even the words that they used here, control and agenda, I think that any of us could easily find lots of relevance in that right now. And so our objective on the show is not to sit here and go, hey, what about this, 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 and this? You guys get all that. Our mission, so to speak, is to be able to say, now let's expand that. Now let's look beyond that and move forward.
Yeah. So shall I take a look?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. So Blue Starborn, which brought through this beautiful message, are inviting us to remember that presence is an active energy, that you call forth presence and then you be presence, live presence, experience presence, move with presence, delight with presence, speak, act, breathe, eat, and relax into presence. So as we kind of hang out there, we realize that presence is not a part-time activity.
Exactly.
That you schedule. Presence is a state of beingness.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yes, 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 yes.
and then here's a little info on the contrast. They go on to share the energy of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved ones, when you disconnect from presence, agenda appears.
Whew, take a breath.
The agenda embodies many, many forms and nuances and manipulations and experiences. Agendas care only to create another agenda, thereby seeking another agenda and another agenda. And do you see the cycle of repetition within the agenda energy? When the mass illusion creates mass hysteria, then agendas become held up as the way out.
Breathe that in, because that transcends all sense of who that would apply to, until you can pop out of the ego of entitlement, take responsibility for your divine awakening, and move into a higher dimensional sense to see the blessing of really calling that in. And I can't stress enough, guys, go to shriankira.com, scroll on the homepage, you'll see where it says articles, read this entire installment.
It's all available for you.
It's all there.
Well, let me just continue a little more, because
Please.
This is so potent
and
appropriate.
So appropriate.
So I'm going to repeat this. When the mass illusion creates mass hysteria, then agendas become held up as a way out, as a need to have a pathway from the hysteria or the chaos or the illusionary principles that seek to disrupt your presence. When one is in the eternal connection of the divine presence within, then one is unable to be disturbed by any other energy.
And this can only happen when you anchor in ascension consciousness. You know, the other day I was fascinated. There was and forgive me, I forget this man's name, but he was a author and he was on Fareed Zakaria, an extraordinary author. He's a professor. And he was talking about the danger of the planet being in an us versus them moment. And what was fascinating was, as I sat there listening to him, I'm sitting there going, spiritual activism. We've been talking about this for 17 years. Those are even the words we've been using, right? It's that stuck level. But what was fascinating was between him and Fareed, they kept going in circles because neither one of them even considered that you would have to shift your consciousness to shift it. And actually where the conversation ended was, is that this is a very frightening situation with a very, they really couldn't figure the way out of us versus them. And here's the irony. Let us not forget that us versus them is already a step up the ladder, right? Because we are with density consciousness, which was at the beginning of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. It's me, 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 me. I can't get outside of me. I will never take responsibility because it's all about me, which means anything that's wrong has to be you. Then we lift into us versus them, which is in itself an evolution. Oh,
yeah,
there's a greater us,
them.
Right? And so, exactly. But the danger of spiritual activism, and it applies to everything, is, I mean, in any, it doesn't matter what labels, so try to avoid the labels, is that when we're in us versus them, there, that is a lifting energy that can either assist us to pop into ascension awareness where there is a sense of allness and oneness and a recognition of that, Or we tend to stay in the lower level of that and go back into density consciousness. And this is why this ensoulment, agenda and control, is so profound right now.
Yeah.
Because even those that are claiming to be awake and claiming to be with an awakened energy, are they really awake to what? See, everyone's awake. It's just a question of what you're awake to.
What are you awake to?
Right? What are you awake to? So if you are feeling fear, if you are suddenly very preoccupied with the end of the world, the end of your life, I'm getting people asking me where to move. I'm getting people asking me where to live. Should we come live where you
are?
Move
inside.
You know, yeah. Well, you know what? Sri and I have survived extraordinary events in all of the countries we've lived in. And we have never once been afraid or had any concern around us because we absolutely know that by surrendering to the universe and trusting that flow, we will always be exactly where we need to be.
Yes.
And I encourage you to get to that other side. Is it easy to get there? No, but it is simple.
Yeah.
It is simple, but it's not easy because it demands commitment. It means you have to accept that you are where it all begins. And you are also, the buck stops with you. The buck stops with you guys. And so if you have a spiritual teacher, if you have a spiritual teacher that is coddling you and telling you why everybody else is wrong and why they're the only ones that write and whatever, really pay attention and look inside because, or read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, or especially read the chapter where Zadkiel talks about the pain of the pain, the habit of the habit of the pain of the pain. Because this month in March, right now, during this retrograde, yoga of self-ascension or yoga of self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is crafty and it will involve your ego. And so as long as we know that, we can let go of this agenda and control, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, should we say hi to some beautiful beings?
Yeah, I see somebody here that we were thinking was going to ring in.
Well, we have a very full call board, guys. I don't know what happens when it maxes out, but just keep trying.
But I just want to, as we move into the call board, remember, we can always lift.
Yes, we can. And so let's lift. I believe this is our dear friend over in the Dolomites right now. Ken, I believe, is this you, Angel? Namaste. We just unmuted you.
Hello, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
How are you?
We hear you.
We heard hello, Sri and Kira, and then you disappeared. Are you still there?
I'm back again.
Yay! We can, my love. We can. Namaste and welcome and happy pre-birthday. Somebody's got a birthday tomorrow.
Somebody does. And I would love, because I'm in an exponential expansion and my heart is touched by every word that you speak today, to have a mini soul reading for what I see ahead for me.
Wow. Well, I will tell you that I'm trying not to cry because I already feel my mascara in my eyes. And the reason being is that just as you were finishing speaking, and wow, I feel like I'm levitating out of my chair right now. I got to tell you that.
She's getting taller.
I mean, I really do. There was this, it starts in the heart, and at first it almost took my breath away. But it was like, I'm pretty sure they're calling themselves the Golden Nagas of Divine Illumination. And I felt them come in through your heart and they're lifting up through your crown. And it's like they're carrying you on this journey and they're saying, prepare for that which you had no idea was coming, yet have always dreamed of. For before you now, the next step has evolved. And they're holding up this finger, Ken. And I know you have a special ring, but it's this left hand pointer finger. And they're doing this and they're saying, with this ring, ascend and we shall carry you to the next evolution. And so it is.
I say yes.
Aho.
Wow, I'm still flying, Ken.
Yeah,
I will share with you that I'm sure everyone else is feeling this too right now, but I'm really having a hard time being here. and so I'm also just sharing with you because they're sharing with me, breathe even deeper, call in even more presence, and expand your heart infinitely, and that will cause the lift. And so it is. And I'm going to have to disconnect from this, Ken, or I won't be able to finish the show, but I love you with all my heart and soul, and thank you for the honor of being here today.
Much love to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. We love you.
Namaste.
Namaste, angel.
Namaste.
Ooh. Wow. Well, you know, for those of you that may not know what the Nagas are, go learn a little bit about it. But these were golden flying Nagas. And I think the fact that we opened up with this today and that we're having such a beautiful conversation about freedom, yes. You know, the freedom that comes from really letting go of the agenda and the control, mm-hmm. and the freedom that comes from saying yes to authenticity and being with those who can support that. And so I'm just feeling that beautiful gift. And Sri, let's bring in someone else.
Well, I see another old friend here online.
And we have to, you minimize the screen, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, guys. We have to open up. There we are. Beautiful. Please mute there. Thank you. All right.
And we'll say hi to Ramona.
Is this Ramona? Oh, my God. Ramona?
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you so well, Angel.
Awesome. Yeah. It's so good to hear you guys.
Oh, my God. It's so good to hear you. And I want everyone to know that we are on with the bar none, I think in my world experience, the most extraordinary mandala artist on the planet. This is Ramona Teo. You guys need to know about her. I'm going to make her give her, however they can find you, Ramona, I want you to share that while you're on with us, because I think you are extraordinary, and I just want to honor your talent and your beauty.
Thank you so much, Kira. Yeah, they can go to divinenatureart.com. Divinenatureart.com.
Divinenatureart. Do that. Go there. Divinenatureart.
DNA.
Woohoo! Oh, I love that. Love that, Ramona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, honey, how can we serve you?
Okay, so I'm doing awesome. Ever since January 1st, I feel like things have just really been accelerating in a beautiful way, and I'm letting go of a lot of old stuff and just stepping into a really higher new self, and I feel great. I went to this enlightenment intensive a couple of weeks ago that was just beautiful and heart-opening and helped me work out even more layers of stuff, and it was a beautiful experience. And so the only thing that's going on is that ever since that workshop, I have had some sort of injury that I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's in my hip or my back, and I have been like bedridden. I have not been able to stand up straight for 2 weeks. I have not been able to sit at the computer and work, and I have not been able to take care of my kids. I'm just like bedridden. And so I'm getting some help physically with all that, but I feel like there's an energetic component, and I thought maybe you guys could give me a soul reading and help me see what's happening here.
Well, first of all,
what
we're honored.
I should do.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're honored. Thank you, honey. And really, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I'm really grateful you got through today. I really am. And before I say anything, you know that Sri's a brilliant medical intuitive. And so I wanted him to just also take a quick scan. Is that okay?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're outside a little bit of the classic medical model here.
Yeah.
Here's what came through to me, and this isn't necessarily gospel. This is just information that was presented in my consciousness that I've been asked to share with you. It feels to me like an energetic attack.
Yeah.
And that it was another participant in the workshop with you that may have been carrying some jealousy or other motivation.
That's what I got. I saw it was jealousy.
To project at you. And it looks like it has hit you around L3 on your lower back, which is, you know, every one of us has an area where we need support. And the lower lumbar is about feeling safe financially and emotionally in the world. And so what I would say to you is to use this energetic confrontation as an opportunity to re-up your commitment to love and trust yourself, as to say, I am enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not missing anything. I'm okay as I am. And that's the piece that I wanted to offer to you. I love you, and may that help in some fashion.
You know, Ramona, the other piece that I want to share, along with what Sri said, because as you were sharing, I saw, even though you had this wonderful, beautiful experience, that there was someone there that just, like, there was this undercurrent, like they wanted to stop your progression. So they hit you where you couldn't couldn't literally move, right? Where you would be stifled. And what I'm seeing is that they're showing me the hands, and they're saying to take your hands and rub them together. And when you rub your hands together, just rub them together with love. Just, you know, just so much love, just love for this life, love for your children, love for yourself, love for everything, and just illuminate love, 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 love. And they're saying, just really do it until you feel it. And my hands are tingling right now. As a matter of fact, so much that I'm just going to kind of put them out there for people on YouTube, because they are tingling and they're almost sending out this golden emanation. And they're saying, after you do that, put them on either side of your hips. And so as I'm sitting here, I'm going to do the same thing. And they're saying to invite into yourself the divine recognition that your moment has come. You are in momentum. You are in flow. It is your time. And that thank you to all who would invite me to remember all that would seek to stop, for now that too is healed. And so it is. And I bow before your mastery, because I do know part of your journey. And I am honored and humbled to witness this moment with you, Ramona. I love you so much, Angel. And they're saying 2 days. They're saying within 2 days, this is going to seriously clear up and like hit a whole new level. And so thank you. Thank you for bringing this freedom to all of us today, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you so much. That was just perfect. I love you guys so much.
Oh, we love Many you too. We there. Miss you, honey. Namaste.
We miss you too.
Bye, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, Sheree, such a gift. You know, and our call board is so full. The chat room is full, and just so beautiful. And let's go ahead and say hello to somebody else. And right. We have such a full call board today and so much going on in the chat. We are not taking a break, guys. We're going to go straight through and use that extra minutes to help as many of you as we can connect with. All right. Where are All we right. going? We're going like, to California, it looks like.
Looks like San Diego. We're going to say hi to Ms. Evans.
Evans. Hi, Angel.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, it's Lauren Evans. I've spoken to you before, and I first of all just want to express my love for both of you and my supreme gratitude, because the last time I called, I was waiting to hear on some major news regarding kind of like citizenship stuff here in the U.S., and that got approved, and really and truly, you guys helping me anchor that energy was honestly part of the reason why I think it came through. So thank you.
Well, congratulations, and thank yeah. you. Yay.
Onward.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to like share really great news in the community.
We you know, love it. We love it. Thank you.
Yeah. And I really, you know, just like everyone listening, I can feel everyone's heart, like what you expressed, that we're really in this kind of like oomph, like, you know, kind of blind turn in Mercury retrograde. And what I feel called to ask on my kind of, you know, spiritual guide's behalf is, please tell me what's in my blind spots, because I'm feeling like such cliche Mercury retrograde stuckness that it's literally like laughable within my own consciousness, where I'm like, oh, ha ha ha, like this is happening and that's blocked. So please just fill me in.
Oh, honey, you are so sweet. And thank you for asking. Well, as you were sharing, I immediately felt it's off to the left side here and just up above the ear area. It's actually right here. And they're saying this is not a blind spot. It's a connection. And it's almost like it feels to me, you know how when you take two magnets on the poles and they kind of, you can play with them, you know, and you can move them together, but they'll never stick until you reverse one. They're saying that you are at a moment right now that there is a very old, it's very old fear of taking that final step that's going to expand you. And they're saying this is not a blind spot. It's just a moment to kind of really take that inner smile, that inner laugh, love yourself even more, and just kind of say, you know what? If not now, when? And if not me, who? You know, it's like, do it. just step forward. So, but I would also encourage you, take your left hand, and I'm doing this with you, and just kind of like rub this top part above the ear, you know, like over the crown, and just, and after you do that a few times, then just hold that area And then take your other hand to your heart and really and pay attention to what your body is trying to tell you. Because it's a memory, I can tell you that. And as soon as you connect with it and can see it for what it is, it's like the final bam. Like then I see like this jet of like a jet stream, just boom, your life takes off crazy fast. Not that it's not already, but that's what they're showing me. So thank you. Thank you for bringing that gift to all of us, because I know I felt a clearing working with that. So thank you for helping all of us to discover that today.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. So it's not like I'm missing messages or I'm not.
No, like no. If anything, let go of that doubt. If anything, let go of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let go of that and focus on the other. And I think you're going to be really, well, I see you really happy. I'll just put it that way.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
We love you.
So much. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
We love you too, sweetheart. Awesome. Namaste. And I just want to give another shout out to the chat room and so many beautiful people over there. It's just such a gift to feel. This is what supports this community. It's that we are truly better together, right?
Yeah.
Together we are better. And we have been coming together for years. The community is expanding. And give yourself the gift of recognizing how you are feeling when you're connected with this beautiful supportive group. That's the energy that you can live every moment of every day. Just relax into the truth of you. And Sri, should we say hello to someone else?
Well, okay. We have somebody calling from Atlanta.
It looks like maybe Sharika. And let's unmute. Hi, Angel. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi, Sri and Kara. Oh my God, I can't believe I got picked.
Woohoo! Welcome, Angel.
Hi, I found you guys a few months ago, and every Sunday I would try to catch it. It's like the end of the show, and today it came across like you guys are on live. I was like, oh, I got to stop everything, and I just, you know, got online because I was like, I mean, you guys are just such a beautiful spirit, and I just connect.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago, I sent in a prayer on the app, and it's just, you know, since I found you guys, I've just been like, oh my God, I know I can feel my life changing. Recently, I relocated. And left Atlanta and moved to Florida. And so it was just like completely starting over, stepping out on my journey. And I'm just like, now I'm like, I'm nervous, but I'm excited. Like, oh my God, it's real.
It's real.
Way to go.
Yeah. No, we're just sitting here like, yeah, right on.
So I was just wondering if I could get a mini reading to see like, you know, what's blocking me. I know it's my time to shine. You know, I've been on my path and just following the messages and following the guidance. And it's like, now this is just more confirmation that, wow, it is really real. So if you could just, I'm honored if you guys could please just let me know what you see and nudge me in the right direction to keep going.
Oh, Sharika, first of all, what an honor to meet with you. I just want to say my queen. I feel like I should bow before you. And you have, okay, as you were sharing, and I'm covered in chills as I'm sharing this with you, right? It's on your, okay, if you bring your fingers to your left shoulder, touch your shoulder, but then bring them around toward the front, and you're probably even going to feel this spot. They're saying that you are, it's like you're being filled with inspiration and filled with energy, but there's this one spot in you that it's like it counteracts everything you do. So it's not that it pulls you back. It's just keeping you from moving as fast as you want to move and as fast as you are capable of moving. And they're saying to put both of your hands there. So it would really be like maybe putting both of my hands over my physical heart, but maybe just a little higher. We're getting feedback. And to relax your breath. And this message is coming from Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is standing behind you, wrapping what we would call wings, but they're portals of light. These beautiful emerald portals of light are being wrapped around you while your hands are like this. And Raphael is leaning over you now with the energy around you. And very, very carefully working with your energy field. And here is the message. And this is the message Raphael wants you to hear. And so Archangel Raphael is saying, my most beloved healer friend, Remember when you and I walked together on the plains of a world that you have yet to remember once more. For today is a day of illumination and great freedom. Your journey is already assured and your pathway already open. Allow yourself now to breathe deeply into the truth of the divine gift that you are. And as this moment unfolds, you will discover that greater healing abounds and that each step has already been prepared. Walk softly, speak with confidence, and ignite that which is yours to ignite again. And my right hand, which I have had open during this whole reading, it's like on fire right now. And there's this very powerful white green energy, and it's like I can mold it. And they're saying to hold up your right hand and to use your left hand. And they're saying that this gift is being given to everybody who wants to claim it. And you're going to feel like this molding of energy. And they're saying, create the life you want. Here is the clay. And so it is. I am so honored to meet you, Sharika. Thank you for this gift. I'm ready to cry, honey. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you, guys. Blessings.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks. Namaste. Woo! Do you guys feel your hands? Do you guys feel what's going on? This energy is huge.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Huge energy. And so it's just like, wow. So what do you want to create, everyone? Remember, we're in this moment of reclaiming our dreams, of coming forward, of releasing the control and the agenda. Make sure you go to our website, TreeAndKira.com, and read that entire ensoulment that we've been giving you just little pieces of over the past 2 days. It is on our homepage, TreeAndKira.com. Just scroll down and you'll see the articles section. And, you know, while you're there, you could check out our upcoming events. We've got 2 really outrageous events that still have some spaces left. Cosmic Origins, we're holding at both the June solstice and the September equinox. And we just put our 2020 New Year's program out there. It is extraordinary. We are doing it with Johanna Sand. It only has 12 spaces this year. Because it has to
be
held.
It's going to be intimate, family, ascension
here.
Family.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
We will have just been back from Bhutan for like 10 days. And so whatever magic is going to be calling forward in Bhutan, we clearly heard that there were 12, they're calling them key holders. I don't know. If your heart thinks you're one of the key holders, join us. That there's these 12 key holders that will be here New Year's Eve. So check it out. We're excited.
Well, and while you're there, tune in to Quantum Clairvoyance because this beloved clairvoyant has created a program that will allow everyone to expand their sight, their vision, their connection in a safe way, in a healthy way, and to access the quantum field. And this is a one-time event. It's happening this year. Kira Ra will be teaching live via video conference. It's well worth your commitment.
You will be able to be a reader for others after that if you want to be, but it will certainly give you the gift of being able to absolutely trust and hone your own quantum clairvoyance and to really know how to seek an answer to literally any question. Well, thank you, Sri. And go read the article.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we have all these people holding. Should we say hi to someone else?
Well,
maybe go right
that.
Here to, it looks like Colorado.
Colorado.
We're going to say hi to Tony.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Hi.
Say your name.
From Walsenburg.
Hi, guys. I'm actually in Salem, Oregon right now.
Well,
my
wonderful.
My name is Tabitha. That's my husband's phone.
Okay. Well, welcome, Angel. And we're so grateful to have you here.
I'm shaking. Oh, my goodness. I found you guys when I needed you the most. When I was in Georgia last year going, you know, just coming into the awareness of, like, my own narcissistic patterns and healing and integrating a lot of that, you know, healing PTSD and just coming into more of alignment with my own spiritual essence and, I guess, my gifts and stuff. And now I'm kind of like, I know I'm in a new phase and I don't know where to start. And I would love a mini soul reading if you would be ever so kind.
Oh, you know,
I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
Oh, I love you so much. You know, and I'm just like, you guys are all making me cry today. Why did I put on so much eye makeup? Oh, God. Anyway, I need to be here with tissues. Forgive me. I'm really sorry. But the reason I'm crying, honey, is the whole time you were talking, standing right behind you, is this beautiful crystalline being. in this beautiful, like my whole crown. I don't know if you can feel it. It's like somebody's tickling my whole head right now. My whole crown is on fire. This beautiful crystalline being is standing behind you, and they have this, I'm not going to call it a halo, but it's like a ring of energy, and it's crystals, and it's little birds, and butterflies, and fairies, and all this energy, and then she's got these, her fingers have light coming out of all of them, and she's just like working around you, and as you and I are chatting, she's gazing at me, and I'm trying to gaze right back at you, so I want you to just feel this energy coming straight out into your eyes, and she's saying, I am you. When did you forget who you really are? She said, I have come to you today so that you may remember yourself. Relax into your heart now and feel me, for we have been on this journey many, many times. You have taken the steps that have initiated the next step, and now you are ready to leap. And she's showing me you, and you're flying. It's like you're running, 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 and the next thing I know, you're flying. And she's saying 3 months. Within 3 months, you're flying. And so trust what you're hearing. Keep moving forward. But my love, more, I'm covered. I'm sure everybody else is feeling this too. Thank you for showing us you today, for having the courage to bring your ascended presence to all of us. We bow before you and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on the planet. Your presence matters. And yes. Your life, oh my God, honey, it's just going to keep getting better. We love you, sweetheart. Many blessings.
I've been finding butterflies and wings and like feathers around me a lot lately. The signs keep coming. And I feel like, oh my gosh, am I blocking myself?
Nope.
And my fears? You know, I've lived in fear for so long.
Yeah. Lift up
so
into
your,
that
your
truth.
Whole message today is so validating. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel. We love you.
Many, many
thank you, my
dear.
Angel. Namaste.
I love you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, honey. Many blessings. Whew, well, are you all feeling that? I mean, I'm really, how about how many of you, like, forgive me, guys, I keep wanting to touch my crown chakra. It's just like, wow, wow, wow. And I just want to share that to all of you over in Oneness Talk Radio chat. I love you so much. And for all of our callers, if you're not aware of what they're saying over here, the love, the support, the community is off the charts. This is the new world, guys. This is what we're creating. This is when you say yes to living it. This is what it's like. And
we're here to assist
wonderful.
Each other.
We are. You That's why I'm asking Shri for more coffee. Oh. You guys like my handmade Ecuadorian mug at YouTube? Isn't that beautiful? I know. I love it. All right. So my angels, let us continue because we have just so many people. And again, if you want to try and get into the call board, I don't know if we're maxed out or not. I don't know how many lines we have, but there's a lot. Try 517-208-1500. I don't know if we can get you all, but we're going to do our best.
All right. Well, how about we go to New York?
Looks like New York, Nassau, and namaste. Welcome. Namaste.
Hi there.
Are you from New York?
Silver.
Yes.
No? Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to put you back on mute. We'll try again. Let's
All
go
right.
to our next beautiful person. Another person from Georgia, from Atlanta.
Okay. On
All right. Hi, Angel.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. You can hear me.
Yes, we can. And you sound beautiful.
Hello. This is Cassandra. I'm actually in Maryland.
Okay.
Well, welcome, Cassandra. It's so nice to hear your voice, sweetheart.
Yes, hello. I wanted to thank you, but before I ask you my question, I wanted to thank Ramona because she called and she's going through exactly what I'm going through with the lower back. And as you were talking to her, everything you were doing was happening to me, to my lower back as well. So I thank her for that as well. And, I have a question, and this is about discernment when you were talking about presence. And my question is discernment necessary to achieve, to be present? That's the question.
That's a beautiful question. And thank you for asking. And so first and foremost, we are always present. The question is, what are we present to? And then it's a question of where that presence ignites. In other words, you can be present. And so when we have the myriad of experiences that this life teaches us, every one of those experiences will call us to a level of presence. And it is through that collective series of presence experiences that we do or do not cultivate discernment. And the way that that feels clearest to describe is that when we ignite growing, when we ignite ourselves into being, what happens is that we have an opportunity to experience something and then we learn from it. But are we willing to keep learning or do we stop ourselves? So we can have one experience repeated over 20 years, but that does not mean we have 20 years experience, nor does it mean that we have cultivated our discernment. So the two are really balancing energies of each other. Our experience and our presence call us to discernment. And I will share, Cassandra, that you are such an extraordinary wisdom keeper that anytime I have the opportunity to connect with you, I grow. And so thank you for the blessing of this moment and your beautiful question. We love you so much, honey. Namaste.
I love you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Cassandra. Many blessings, angel. Ooh, Shri, wow. Beautiful, such beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful community. So beautiful. Oh, my goodness. And there's got to be over 100 people online. So we're going to do it. We're not going to get to all of you. We only have a few minutes left. But let's at least get to another person, Shri.
All right. We can certainly do that.
We are in, it looks like, Iowa. And it looks like we're going to say hi to Julie. Namaste, Julie. Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.